Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If becoming a parent has taught me one thing, it is that most cliches, at least when it comes to parenting, are pretty dead on.
Yeah, you hear all of them. Experiencing that for sure.
You hear all of them before, and they're all very, very accurate. But there's another cliche I wanted to talk about this morning. The cliche of, once you get married, nothing really changes.
What?
This is one that I have heard a lot.
Okay.
And I am getting married to my beautiful, lovely fiance, soon-to-be wife, say Courtney.
That's
a week from tomorrow.
Yeah, it has a lot to do with me setting you guys up.
Okay.
Remember
oh,
that.
Really? Yeah, okay. Yeah, you got to take your credit. It can't not give you.
It's 1 week before. I need to slide everything in there.
There you
Anywho.
Go. Okay. And I've been hearing that a lot more recently. And I've been kind of struggling with, is that true?
Okay.
Because at first, on the surface, at a quick glance, I keep hearing this from everyone, and I think to myself, oh, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Everything, nothing's going to change. Like, well, you know, what does really change? You wear a ring, and then there's paperwork, and it's illegal, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we already live together. We already have our beautiful son, Mason.
Right.
So it's not like you think back, the old school mentality was you didn't live together before.
You all move in.
That would be a huge change. But now, in 2020, is that still the case? And I know certainly lots of married people, some formerly married people listening to the show this morning.
We've all been there.
I would love to know your opinion on this because, I mean, this the idea of marriage has changed a lot recently. A lot of people have different ideas and opinions about marriage in general.
Mm-hmm.
But specifically this the idea that nothing changes. If you want to jump in, 222-9800 to the Club PXY Safe text line at 69822.
I have to be honest with you, Corey. I've never heard this phrase. Not that I've
you really haven't really
dabbled. Because I've heard the phrase, you fight like a married couple. That's a phrase that is thrown around a lot. So
right. There's all these negative connotations, by the way, that come along with being married. There's the old cliche of, you're never going to have sex
you're
anymore.
You're never going to have sex. You're going to fight all the time. It's going to be awful. So those changes are negative changes that I hope never happen for you.
Certainly
or
not.
Anyone who gets married. So that's kind of the changes that I kind of see or hear about in marriage.
It's always, that's the thing, though, is I think that's a way that a lot of married people like to vent.
Right.
I don't think a lot of people necessarily like brag about how great their marriage is because that comes off as
yeah,
kind of weird, right? Like everything's amazing. Like you know, people will get mad at you for doing that too. So I think a lot of people use it to kind of vent a little bit, even though things are fine.
Right. I am not married. I plan on getting married in the future at some point in my life.
So because here's the thing: there's a lot of people out there that, like I said, there's lots of opinions when it comes to marriage, and there's opinions out there that you don't even need to do it because I mean those people. By far the ones that believe nothing changes.
Right.
And so much so that it's not even worth doing.
Yeah, going through the whole process. But since I do lack knowledge in marriage, I went to a chat room. I don't know if that's safe or not, but it was like kind of a forum board.
Seems weird.
But I wanted to get an opinion, and so I hit up a little site, and I kind of just went for it. It was called WeddingBee.com.
Okay. Because I'm sure this is a question that many people have had, especially
put it out there.
If you're about to get married, you hear this. Nothing changes.
And
is that true?
A response that I found interesting was this woman named Miss Helen, shout out Miss Helen.
Shout out Miss Helen.
Said that I think it's always something that needs to be worked on when it comes to your relationship. I think a lack of communication and compliancy between two people is the biggest problem in marriage.
Okay.
So just because you're married to someone, you're locked in. I mean, you plan on being with this person for the rest of your life with your vows, with your legal bond, with your rings, what have you.
Sure.
Doesn't mean it gives you a free pass. Just be like, oh, well, we're here. Well, let's just coast to the finish line.
Yeah, but is
together.
That more marriage or is that more just the time that passes? Because the complacency in getting comfortable, I think, is what she's getting at. I mean, that's not even an issue with marriage necessarily. That's an issue of just being with someone for a long time. We all, it happens to everybody. I mean,
absolutely.
We're very different people from the beginning of our relationships to years in.
But the idea,
for the better or the worse.
The idea of marriage and a safety blanket, if you will, you're bonded with this person. You could break up with someone at any given moment.
Right, yeah.
And then that's a wake-up call, and you're like, oh, crap. Like, yeah, we're done, and there's nothing we really have to go through to save this, because there's no legal bonds,
right.
There's no kids involved.
That's kind of how I see
it.
And not to say that if you don't believe in marriage, you don't want to get married, that you're not in like a committed relationship. I don't believe that. But there definitely is a more seriousness to standing up in front of your friends and family and giving these vows and making these pledges,
mm-hmm.
and doing this paperwork and getting the law involved.
Right.
There is more of a seriousness to it from that degree.
And it sets a precedent, honestly.
Yeah.
And for the people that don't believe in marriage, to each their own, obviously. But I think the safety net and that bond in between, I think that's what drives people to marriage. Most of all, honestly. Because it's not that easy to just walk away, grab your stuff and go. And it gives you something to work on. If you are going through these struggles in a marriage, is this really worth going through all this stuff, throwing all of this away, spending all of this money,
mm-hmm.
when in a relationship you could just pop out.
Cut bait,
pop out.
Let's see, pop it out. A few comments on her Facebook page now. Tracy checking in saying, if you already live together, then I agree, nothing changes except the woman's last name. Or could be the guy's, depending,
yeah,
or maybe
sure.
not. And you can file joint taxes. Kelly, yep, nothing changes. She does add, though, it's nice to say, my husband.
Yeah.
Crystal.
Nice ring to it.
Crystal also adding, saying, nope, nothing changes except if you don't have kids. Tax time will not be fun for you guys. She even says, if people don't have kids, I always say, don't legally get married. You can legally change your last name if you want, wear rings, and call each other husband and wife. You'll save money come tax time.
This person says, it changes, but it can be good. Just be patient and love each other and accept the change and grow together, not apart.
So, yeah, totally.
Okay?
That's really good advice. Let's grab this call, 222-9800. Are you married?
Technically, yes.
Okay, technically, yes. What does that mean?
Well, we're separate.
Okay. Well, you might have good perspective here, because I'm curious about this. There's the cliche that, quote, nothing changes when you get married, right? That's the cliche that's out there.
I've never heard this cliche.
You haven't
before.
Really?
But then again, I haven't really dabbled in marriage quite yet in my life.
Yeah,
but,
sure. I guess there's that. There's that.
I've heard that like everything changes when you're married.
I'm getting married actually a week from tomorrow, and a lot of people have been saying this to me, and I'm curious. Do you believe that? That does nothing really change?
It depends on the person you're with.
Okay.
My soon-to-be ex-husband completely changed and became controlling. And
really? And do you think that had to do with the fact that you went from being his girlfriend or his fiance to his wife? There was more of like an ownership that came with that in his mind?
I
again?
Do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really?
That's kind of scary and dangerous water to tread in.
That's really the negative aspect to it. Do you think that things would have played out the way that they are if, again, getting very personal here, so feel free to not answer.
Hang up the phone.
Do you think they would have played out that way had you not gotten married?
No, I think the first year and a half, which was great, I just think his true colors showed.
Okay. It was more of time.
A little bit later.
Time elapsed. Okay. All right. Okay. So you don't think that was the cause of it, so that makes me feel a little better. But also, you feel like it does change things. It can change things.
It can.
Okay, interesting. All right. Well, I appreciate your perspective this morning. You have a great one, okay?
You too. Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Talking about, again, is this cliche true? And I'm sure almost all of us have heard it, except Breezy, apparently.
I've never heard this
that
one.
Nothing changes when you get married. 222-9800. We've got Carrie Ann on the phone with us right now. Good morning, Carrie Ann. Do you think that things change when you get married? Or do you? Are you one of the people who are like, nah, it's the same?
Well, I hope not. So we are getting, quote unquote, married February 7th. But
congratulations.
Thank you. Like someone else said, on Facebook. So we have two kids already.
Okay.
We're not legally getting married, but we're doing the rings. We're doing the ceremony.
Gotcha.
So we're doing all of the sort of commitment, the vows. We have a house together, so we have those kind of attachments, but we're not going through the legal part because what's the point?
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. As I said earlier, like, The idea of marriage has changed quite a bit, especially in the past several years here. So, yeah, I get that. It's I think you guys are honing in on what I like, or the idea
like
that
the
I like.
The important part.
The romanticizing of it, right? That's that's the important stuff. The legal
it's
stuff.
Probably him, my husband, and, you know, we have kids together. We're right now we have rings on our fingers, and we're married.
And you know what, Carrie-Anne? If that works for you, more power to you. For the financial aspect, is that one of the driving factors that you don't want to legally get married?
Yes, and insurance.
Okay.
Insurance for our kids.
Okay. All right.
Interesting. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing says we have to file that paperwork after go and get married. Carrie-Anne, thanks for the phone call. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yep. Bye-bye. Chris on the phone right now. Good morning, Chris. What do you think about this? Does anything change when you get married?
So I got married 2 years ago, and I'm totally with the last caller that she was smart on what she did, because financially, you are going to get reamed by New York State.
Oh.
You should really not actually get married legally. You should just go through the whole ceremony, do the whole thing, call yourself husband and wife, change your name. You can always change it back. And definitely do that, because you will lose that tax time.
Really? Even if you have kids together? I know. Look, I'm not good at paperwork, so this is like...
Corey's paperwork not for me.
I'm so out of my depth with any of this stuff, it's not even funny.
Corey sees paperwork, his eyes glaze over.
Interesting.
That's crazy.
It's so bad that we've considered getting divorced.
Are you serious?
And just staying together.
Yep. Wow. Because it would give us so much more extra money.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
A little food for thought this morning. Chris, thanks for the phone call. Have a great weekend, man.
The financial aspect.
Yeah.
I guess I never really thought about it.
Yeah, I should probably look into that, huh?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.